Welcome to this TM Forum podcast, Fueling Growth Through Mass Customization, Strategies for Improving the Customer Ordering Experience, sponsored by Sterling Commerce, an IBM company. My name is John Consul from the Sterling Commerce unit of IBM, and I will be your host for this podcast. In today's marketplace, customers are more and more demanding mass customization where they can select from an array of choices to purchase products and services that match their individual needs. To meet demand for mass customization, communications and cable TV service providers are beginning to offer configure-to-order products and services, and in doing so, are facing a fairly daunting challenge to create the flexible and responsive experience that delights customers but does not undermine profits. So now let's investigate in more detail what mass customization really is and why service providers must view mass customization as an enterprise-wide business strategy, especially in key areas like the customer ordering experience. To guide us through this investigation, we are fortunate to have with us David Gardner, author of the book Mass Customization, an Enterprise-Wide Business Strategy. David Gardner has been working in the area of mass customization since the late 1970s, long before the expression mass customization was even created. Other customer experience experts and many large businesses consider him the go-to guy if you need assistance in implementing mass customization. David, really, thanks for joining us today and sharing your viewpoint with us.
Thanks so much, John.
First off, David, can you define for us further what mass customization is, and really, why is it so important for today's businesses like consumers, like communication service providers?
Absolutely. Mass customization is about giving customers exactly what they want, no more, no less, and doing so with great efficiency. Let's break that down for a moment. So keys are giving the customer exactly what they want and doing it with great efficiency. It's commonly accepted that the greater the variety offered, the greater the cost and the greater the inefficiency. It doesn't have to be that way.
So, David, how might this relate, let's say, to cable TV service provider industry? Everybody listening to this probably has some considerable experience in interacting with cable TV companies.
Great idea. Let's talk about that for a moment. So let's consider for a moment how many cable TV stations that I personally watch. I'd be surprised if it's 20. Yet, I can only order them in groups of 100. Does that make sense? I'd argue it's not really what customers want. Mass customization is about personalizing the delivery of products and services for a specific customer without introducing all these operational inefficiencies. We all know that when an order doesn't match established parameters, this invokes an exception handling process that's always time and people intensive. Let me share a real experience. When I ordered my current cable TV service, the agent asked me to name two stations that were really important to me. He said, oh, based on your requirements, you need our top 100 offering. I agreed. We signed the deal. After the installer left a few days later, I learned that neither of these stations were included in my top 100 package. I called the company back, and they said, oh, you need our top 200 package to get those stations, and you'll have to pay more money. Well, I declined to pay the more money part, and there was quite a discussion that ensued. And long story short, within a week or so, I got the two stations I wanted, plus another 98 that I didn't want, at no additional charge. There's really two different sets of business paradigms in play in the world today, and in particular with the cable TV companies. The first is that mass production is about the company making decisions on behalf of the customer about how they want to sell to their customers. And mass customization, conversely, starts with the customer and is about getting the customer what they want. In the 21st century, the companies that thrive will allow their customers to get exactly what they want.
I really like that example, David. So it seems that mass customization may be becoming an almost standard expectation for today's consumers.
Absolutely.
So then what happens when a business doesn't meet this mass customization expectation? And when a business does not embrace mass customization as a business strategy, what is the impact to their customers?
Well, let's go back to our cable TV example, John. When I'm looking for something to watch, I have to scroll past many stations that I could care less about. So what's created efficiencies for the cable TV providers in terms of selling bundled service offerings creates great inefficiencies in my everyday customer experience. Let's think about it. Radios have presets that I can tailor to my needs, so I don't have to go past every station on the radio dial between 560 and 1590. Most station service providers haven't figured out how to do that. So it's not a customized experience that I get on a day-to-day basis. It's something less. And it makes me feel like I'm paying a lot more than I should as I don't watch all those other stations. More isn't creating value. It's detracting from my experience. I'd rather order a la carte and get what I want and pay a fair price based on my unique requirements. And if I need to add or delete a single station at will, I should be able to do that and pay for it as well.
So let's go a little deeper and look at the businesses of communication service providers or cable TV providers. These companies are more and more delivering newly bundled or niche product offerings that match specific customer needs. And this seems to be creating fairly staggering combinatorial complexity as service providers are repurposing thousands of existing product components across lines of business, as well as creating new products and forming a wide range of new offers focused on meeting each customer's unique needs and demands.
John, the problem as I see it is that this isn't a combinatorial complexity issue. Rather, it's a need to provide an a la carte solution. It's just not possible for people to anticipate what a customer is going to want. For example, McDonald's wouldn't think of assigning an order number for each permutation and combination of meal ordered. It just wouldn't be efficient or practical. McDonald's lets customers order from a predefined menu and allows some modifications to those menu items, for example, no pickles, no onion, no ketchup, etc. Now, I can't get Peking duck at McDonald's, so there are bounds about what McDonald's is willing to do to serve me.
Well, how do service providers embrace this mass customization strategy while simultaneously managing this complexity, while delighting the customer, and to add on, as well as improving their margins, or at very least protecting margins? And really, since we only have a few minutes left, let's look specifically at this in the context of selling and ordering.
Well, as I just said, McDonald's doesn't try to predict what I might order. They simply lay out options, including bundled options, and they let me order what I want. McDonald's ordering system accommodates my unique order and communicates it directly to the cooking area. There's no hand-holding needed in the back office. Exceptions don't introduce any great inefficiency, etc. Now, I would ask the cable TV providers listening to this podcast if they feel their customers have the same level of empowerment that customers can get at McDonald's. And if not, why not?
That's a great question, David.
I would submit that the service provider's infrastructure is a limiting factor. And I would remind them of what Mike Dyer, the CEO at Visa International, says about just such a matter. He doesn't want technology to be a limiting factor for any good idea. The reason ordering environments are so complex is that they cannot easily accommodate any exceptions. They assume the vast majority of orders will fit within a few predefined modules. The systems break down once there's a need for any deviation and usually erodes all the profit on that individual deal. Why? Nonconformity to standard offerings requires 10 people to put their heads together to figure out how to handle an exception that never should have been an exception in the first place. Mass customizers have a predefined set of options and allow people to order within those parameters provided. The more a la carte service providers can be, the happier their customers will be.
Let's summarize this up. Clearly, the strategy and practice of mass customization has far-reaching implications in both revenue generation and operational effectiveness and efficiency. And it's the operational issues that really intrigue me. How does a business really operationally institutionalize mass customization? So let me quickly look back at your ordering scenario to make my point. And really, let's see if I'm on the right path here. To institutionalize mass customization in the business area of ordering for service providers, a service provider would really need to be able to create the offers and pricing to let customers customize the products and services available from the provider, be able to guide customers through valid choices, and make it simple and straightforward like McDonald's does with the choices offered, also be able to change their choices over time, and finally, be prepared to deliver the customer's choices based on the customer's preferred delivery method. Am I getting this, David?
Absolutely.
So what is the value of this operational change? What can this change bring to a service provider? And really what I'm asking is, why should mass customization be made a top business priority?
I think there's a number of reasons why it needs to be a top priority. The first is to improve the customer and partner experience and build loyalty. You want to be able to connect the customer to your enterprise and give the customers what they want. You need to be able to increase velocity and reduce cycle times. You need to provide differentiation against your competitors. You need to reduce operating costs by improving operational efficiencies. And you need to create process dependency by dramatically reducing people dependencies, which will improve overall business execution.
Great insights, David. Really, thank you for sharing them with us. Mass customization is clearly becoming a common expectation of today's consumers, and in turn, service providers must embrace an enterprise-wide change to a mass customization mindset. That's what I've heard today. And this challenge and opportunity seems to truly manifest itself in how service providers offer, price, configure, quote, and capture orders for their portfolio of highly configurable products, services, and bundles. And the value to the service provider is really greater revenue potential, stronger differentiation in the marketplace, and most importantly, an experience that delights the customer. Thank you to our audience for joining in this conversation. And one more thought. If you want additional information on improving your customer's experience by enabling greater choice, I encourage you to visit www.profitable-selling.com. Again, that's www.profitable-selling.com. Thanks again for joining. Good day.